sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a sunny summer day in south central Alaska, a young bull moose steps into a clearing, sporting a growing set of antlers. Across Alaska, male deer, moose, and caribou are growing antlers. Antler is the fastest growing bone known, and the velvet antler of a big healthy moose or elk can grow 3/4 of an inch per day in summer. It's a tremendous expenditure of energy, comparable to a pregnant female gestating a calf, and it's an annual occurrence. All those antlers will be shed in the winter. In spring and summer, the growing antler has a complex network of veins and arteries in the marrow of the developing bone. The skin covering the growing antler is called velvet, and it has nerves and hair and oil glands. The growing antler feels warm to the touch, and the deer would feel you touching it. A fawn born in the spring gets a surge of testosterone in his first summer that causes the growth of 2 bony bumps called pedicles, which will become the platform for the future antlers. The first fall, small buttons develop, but it's not until the next summer that the first recognizable antlers form, small spikes. Antler size depends on genetics, nutrition, and the health of the deer, and its age. A young buck, 2 or 3 years old, is still growing its skeleton, but once it's full grown, the nutrients that went to bone growth can be transferred to the antlers. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.